You say, why did the Lord allow that? Let me help you out here. And I'm just going to make this statement, but I have to get into that next week so I can sure enough explain it to you. Okay. See, God cannot move where faith is not known. I'm going to say it again. God cannot move in your life in any situation where his will is not known. And many of those people didn't know. They didn't know to rebuke the devil. They didn't even have the scripture. You got the scripture. You read them then. Most, and some of us don't believe it after we read them. That's sad. But many of them, they didn't have no Bible. Not the New Testament. They had the scroll. They couldn't turn to Mark 11, 23 and 4. Because they didn't have it. It was AD 62 and on when Paul started writing some of these letters. And others. They didn't know. But we got the scripture now. What you going to do? And nobody, I'm going to say it again, nobody is born a grown believer, Christian. He would have never wrote, but as newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Am I right? So, we'll deal with that later. But watch what happened. Hallelujah. I want you to turn with me to Mark Gospel chapter 5 and verse 27. Mark Gospel 5:27. We're still dealing with, you can have what you say. You can have what you say. I want to give you the scripture. Then I'm going to do what? I didn't see enough of. Or I didn't hear it right. I didn't hear it right. Or didn't hear it clear enough. Because I thought you just read it, say it, it happened. And when it didn't happen, I was thrown for a loop because I didn't know what to do after that. But I'm going to help you. Because see, people need help. Because see, if you a baby or immature in these things and hadn't developed in them, Satan going to jump right on you and snatch away from you everything he can. But I'm reading these scriptures to show you that it really works. Then I'll show you how to work it. Is that okay? And you have to be willing to do what God says to do. So listen to the story. I'm going to read through the story. It's the text of this woman with the issue of blood. I watched what she did and watched what she said. When she had heard of Jesus, notice, this woman had an issue of blood. She had been bleeding for 12 years. She had been to all the doctors. And none of those physicians were able to cure her of her sickness or bleeding. And she had spent all she had, and it was wrong against the law. Just like they say, it's against the law now in the state of Mississippi to go out in public without a mask. I know y'all heard that. It was wrong for her to be out in public with her condition. But the Bible said when she heard, so you got to know when to move and when not to move. But he said, when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his clothes. garment. Verse 28, for she said, what happened? What happened? I want you to get that. For she said, Jesus said, you can have what you say. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I might get a little bit better. Huh? Oh, I shall be whole. All right. Straightway. What happened? What is straightway? I'll say it like this, right away, immediately, straightway, the fountain of her blood was what? Peter and them went by the next day and saw that tree was dried up. So when Jesus spoke to it, that tree was just dead the minute he spoke to it, the day after they saw it. They just saw the effects of it the next day. But it was dead the moment he spoke to it. If it hadn't been dead, it wouldn't have dried up. It wouldn't have been dried up the next day. So this is why you have to learn how to hold fast to the confession of your faith. You can't be moved by what you feel and what you see. You got to be moved by what you just said. And God said, and I just agreed with him. I spoke it. And she touched his garment. Now watch this. Hallelujah. The fountain of blood was dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Huh? She did what? And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, what? Immediately knowing in himself that what? Virtue had gone out of him. Knowing in himself that virtue, power, had gone out of him, right? Turned him about in the press. You know, say in the press, that means people was pressing upon Jesus. And why was this lady touched different? Because the rest of them were pressing on, that means they were touching it. And nothing happened. Huh? But here Jesus took notice. Power went out of me. Didn't even know who touched him. But power went out of me and all these people pressing on him. Hello, somebody. Who touched my clothes? His disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thorn in thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? See? Sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. He looked because he knew somebody had made a demand on his ability. And so he looked around to find the person that touched him. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that what was done, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Told him everything I should touch. And look what Jesus said. Daughter, what did he say? Daughter. He didn't say, I heal you. He didn't say that. He said, daughter, your faith got you what you wanted, girl. Your faith, you did it. I had the ability to do it, but you placed a demand on it and got it.